Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CT web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Web marketing is the buzzword today, and guess what? It will be tomorrow as well. Nearly every business has a website, and everyone's trying to learn how to be placed first on the Google or Yahoo list. This month's presentation will provide answers so that many of your web marketing questions will be answered. This month, Brian Kraft is going to share some seldom-known secrets concerning web marketing for your company. Brian is a nationally known web marketing expert. His company, Market Hardware, has guided the web marketing of thousands of green industry and contracting companies. He has also guided the web marketing for nationally known firms such as American Express, Bank of America, Citibank, Amtrak, and Apple. He is a recognized marketing expert who pushed the frontiers of the pay-per-click model of web marketing in 1996, the pay-per-lead model in 1997, and has been at the forefront of getting customers from the web ever since. If you're interested in learning how to market your company on the web, you are going to love this month's presentation.
Hi there, this is Griffin Davis, your moderator for today's educational CD on web marketing secrets. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. When the time is up 40 minutes from now, you're going to be the smartest person in the room when it comes to web marketing. Brian Kraft and I are going to give you a clear understanding of what is happening on the web today in 2008 and give you some key tips on how to use web marketing to make a big impact on your business. As I said, I'm Griffin Davis, and I'm happy to be your moderator today. I've spent the last 10 years of my career focused on internet marketing, and I'm a frequent contributor to industry magazines writing about web marketing success. I'm joined today by Brian Kraft, the CEO of Market Hardware. Brian is an old and rapidly getting older hand at web marketing. Brian, good afternoon.
Thanks, Griff. It's good to be here.
Okay. Folks, on this CD today, we're going to cover three key internet marketing topics that can impact your business right now. While web marketing has many facets, we're going to focus and drill down on three major ones. They are, number one, local listings, what they are and how to use them. Number two, pay-per-click or search engine marketing. And number three, search engine optimization. I'd like to, Brian, I'll let you do an intro on just what being on the internet means in 2008, and then we'll dive right into our three topics for today.
Sure thing, Griff. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, Griffin, marketing on the web in 2008 is decidedly different than it was 10 years ago in 1998. The web has changed so much. 10 years ago, it was really not very important to have a website, much less a professional website at all. And consumers and other businesses didn't use the internet really as a means of checking out somebody's credibility. But 10 years later, in 2008, your website is your credibility online and has become increasingly more important as residential-oriented contractors find customers and sell them, and as commercial-oriented contractors, when they're bidding for work, use their websites as references for jobs that they've done, and so forth. So we're living in a very different world in terms of how people access websites, why they use them, and why web marketing is, and how web marketing has just become a much more important part of the entire mix of marketing for any contractor.
Okay. Well, let's get going on our first topic of today's call with that broad intro of paying attention to the overall marketing mix in mind. So the first topic for today's CD is local search. Brian, can you deliver the punchline on what when we say local search, what are we talking about?
Sure, Griffin. When we say local search, we're really talking about what happens when a web user goes to Google or Yahoo or any other search engine like AOL or whatnot and types in a keyword or a phrase for a business, a contracting business, or any other information they want, and selects the local tab on that screen or types in a zip code, a city name, or a state. This is the biggest driver of search engine traffic today. It's called local search, and more folks than ever are doing this. And what they're doing is they're typing in HVAC contractor 30318, or they're typing in emergency plumbing service Atlanta. And those searches are local searches by nature. So they're not international, they're not national, they're not for educational research. They're local searches where a consumer wants to get something done. Yeah. We're in a day and age right now where 70% of consumers are using the web to inform their offline purchase decisions. Well, what that means is that they do their research, they do their finding through the internet, and they're using this thing called local search, and specifically they're using a local listing to find you and your business.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most major areas that that overall search engine usage, it's driving the growth there. I mean, there was in last July there was a report that there were 850 million local searches done just in a particular month. So that's definitely a different world than we were dealing with 10 years ago. But Brian, can you dive into one particular topic within local search, and let's talk about local listing specifically?
Yep, sure thing. We get a lot of questions from contractors about local listings, about local line items in terms of the search and what this is and so forth. So the local areas on the search engines are an incredible innovation that can help contractors of all types, whether you're in remodeling, whether you're a general contractor or electrical, whether you're a chimney sweep, masonry, whatever it is, the local search area on a search engine can help you connect with potential customers. Here's a little background. The concept of offering a local result on web search results pages is not entirely new. Ask Jeeves, Google, and Yahoo were doing this in one form or another since 2003, 2004. What's different, though, is that we're seeing these days an expansion of the amount of real estate that on the search page that Google and Yahoo are devoting to local search, and a big improvement in the effectiveness of the local search itself. Here's a little secret about search engines. As big and as powerful as Google and Yahoo are, they at one point did a very poor job at helping somebody locally in Chicago find an HVAC contractor in Chicago. Okay, the algorithms they used to produce their search returns didn't recognize local attributes like a zip code, an area code, major neighborhoods like Chicago's South Side, or you know whatnot. Here's an example: if you typed in general contracting 30318, which is an Atlanta zip code. In 1998, you plug that into Yahoo. There's a good chance that you would not have seen an actual general contractor from Atlanta on your search results, maybe for 3, 4, 5 pages. Instead, you might have seen a link to somebody's PhD dissertation on general contractors and the macroeconomy, from the library of MIT or something. Okay. Today, if you did that exact same thing, what you would find is a list of 100 general contractors in that particular geographic area. So today's search engine understands that a service type, such as general contracting or HVAC or masonry, okay, followed by a 5-digit number, a zip code, or a 9-digit number, a phone number, is most likely a request for a business type in that area. This is a big change, and it's much better for the consumer because it gets them to the information they want, and it's much better for all of us out there listening to this CD who are thinking about how do I show up for that end consumer or for that person who's bidding out a commercial contract.
Okay, Brian, if you can touch, so this is part of the main Google site, but it's a separate area with a separate listing of information that businesses actually can post themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's right there on the homepage. It actually occupies about 40% of the entire real estate. Some people call this the one box, but most people know it as just sort of the map area and the local listing area.
How do they get that? How do they that information?
Well, the way that they get that information, it turns out that the actual Google and Yahoo and a bunch of the other folks, and we don't know this officially, but that what they're really doing, we believe, is they're taking information from databases and other places that are publicly available information, and they're really aggregating that information into a database that they deem is the right database for a local area, so for Denver, Colorado. Okay. Then what they do is they supplement those listings with information they get from the actual businesses that submit information. So you as a contractor or your web person or some other service can actually submit information to the search engine so they can show it on that local listing. Does that answer your question, Griff?
Yeah, it does. And just so for folks out there, we talk a lot about Google, but this is also offered on Yahoo offers a similar local search product, and MSN is also a player. Each of these search engines has a way to search for businesses in your hometown with using a zip code or neighborhood, the same as Google. That's now, a lot of the services have both free and some of them have enhanced listings that have really created a high-quality database. And my overall take on this, Brian, right now is that it's about the easiest and most effective of any of the ways that you can actually use web marketing to your advantage. It's a tremendously high effort to return ratio because small businesses can go in there. You can go to Google and each of these sites has a different listings area. You can add or correct your information. And so when consumers search in these local areas, they can be getting a display of your business with the website. In a way that is previously unavailable to businesses.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Here's also the key. It's very important because there are about 60 plus directories out there that are in a sense publishing this local information. It's very important to make sure that the information on your contracting business is correct and up to date. Okay, because if they got that data somehow from a source that was 5 years old, and maybe you've moved or you've changed your phone number or you've changed your website, and if there's incorrect information on those search engines, well then potential users are going to your old phone number, your old location, or otherwise. So finding a way to make sure you get these submissions done and that you connect in with these directories is a very, very important thing. We could talk a little bit about this later, but this is something that everybody can do on their own, or they can have their own web provider take care of it for them. I think the most important thing is that this is a very important part of web marketing, simply being on the local listing. And Griff, you are right. It is the highest effort to return, you know, ratio. It's big bang for the buck. It is a free thing that is out there if you know how to access it, it's something we recommend to every one of our clients.
Yeah, and so folks, remember this is a free thing, but free can be time consuming. Just so you know what you're doing on a computer, it's going to take you between 30 to 45 minutes per site to get the correct listings posted up there. I'm not going to go through all the URLs now, but if you go to the local listings area and type in for your business category, you will see the sites will direct you to an area where you can correct those.
And Griffin, we've got a study guide that is a part of this kit, I believe.
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. And so folks can take a look at that study guide and see some of our recommended sources, places that we suggest you take a look to find your listings and or edit the listings. I think one of the key factors, though, is that having that local listing is not enough as a standalone web presence. So some people might have that listing and say, well, that's great, I'm on the internet now. One shouldn't think about this as a substitute for your website. You should think of it as an opportunity, as an extra, if you will. It's not the whole enchilada. It's a listing that can get you some traffic, but it only pulls them in. Your website and the quality of your website and your credibility online is what will close them. It's what will make them pick up the phone and give you a call. And so you have to take a marketing portfolio approach, just like fishing. You know, you don't take just one lure with you. You got to have a whole toolbox full of them with you.
I totally understand that. So that's talking about a marketing mix. That's a good time for us to move on to one of our other key topics for today. Number two is talking about pay-per-click advertising. So, Brian, you were talking before about the portfolio approach. Talk a little bit about how pay-per-click advertising works and whether or not contractors should be considering this as part of their internet marketing mix here in 2008.
Okay, terrific. You know, Griff, a lot of small business owners and contractors ask us about pay-per-click advertising. I may have mentioned it before, but how do I show up number one on Google was the number one, the single most popular question that we were asked in all of last year. Every seminar we did, every webinar we did, every time we spoke to customers, that was the number one question. And it's a question for good reason, because everybody is focused in on how to show up. Here's the deal. Search engines have a set of results on every web page that show to users and they're called sponsored results. These listings are essentially they're paid advertisements. They are listings for websites that have paid to be displayed on the results page of a particular keyword or keyword phrase that has been searched. So plumbing, Wichita, Kansas, emergency service. Okay, that would be a good example. And what ad may come up on the top section or the right-hand section has actually been bid for. So small and large business advertisers alike will bid on these keywords, with the top bidders getting their sites displayed first on that Google or Yahoo page. The bidding is an auction style, but it's all done online. There's no auctioneer, and that's what PPC is all about. So what happens is it's all done automatically, and the guy that wants to pay the most to be up there gets to have his ad shown. The interesting thing is you only pay for what you eat. PPC stands for pay per click, or performance-based marketing, as we like to call it. It's an auction-style advertising method where you only pay if someone clicks on your ad. So with PPC, you, as the advertiser, have the ability to get exposure on any of these search engine results pages rather than leaving it to chance. If you're willing to pay when someone clicks on your link to get to your website, then you've got the ability to get that exposure. Now, with PPC, you purchase the right to have your site's name and a brief text-based ad, a description with a link alongside. So it's not a colorful ad or whatnot. It's just the text links that you see on the right-hand side or at the top, and they look, you know, very similar to search returns, and that's why it works so well. This is how Google and Yahoo make all their money, by the way. 90% of their revenue comes from this particular strategy, so you know that it works. Okay, you have to do it the right way, and we can talk about that. But this strategy typically yields very consistent results. When done properly, you can drive an incredible amount of business to your site. Okay. Now, Griff, I don't want to drone on and on. There are multiple providers of pay-per-click marketing. So it's not just Google. It's not just Yahoo. It runs on MSN, on AOL, on CNN, and you know, a bunch of other major sites. I think the big key is there's a lot of it out there, and it's really something folks should take advantage of.
Okay, so I think you've laid out there the basics, that it's auction style, that your people are actually, they're paying for certain keywords that people are searching on. But why has it become such a popular web marketing tool for large and small businesses?
Well, there are many reasons why pay-per-click marketing delivers value. Let me say this up front. I am biased, okay? I'm biased because I believe this stuff really works if you're looking to drive more leads from the web. I've been doing it for the last 10, 12 years. I'm a true believer. I've made myself money doing this. I've made our clients money doing this. But this stuff only works if you handle it like any other marketing method, meaning that, in other words, you've got to make sure that it works for you, for your type of service, for your business, in your market area, and you have to test, like any good marketer does. You need to test, try it, test the return on your investment, and make sure that it works for your business and your service area. If it does, it can be an incredible slam dunk.
You know, I know, Brian, you said there are a couple different reasons why you said it worked well. The first, and you mentioned one before, first, you only pay what you eat. Are there other things that you'd want to highlight about why you think this is a good value for marketers?
Well, sure. You know, the interesting thing here is that pay-per-click marketing programs will allow you to get listed under keyword terms which are not highly trafficked and can be less expensive. Let me give you an example. If you're bidding on the keyword for electrical contracting in Los Angeles, you're going to have a very expensive bid on that. But if you really put that ad in under circuit breakers or a specific type of fire control systems or fire alarm systems or whatnot, you're going to end up with what are called long tail keywords. So that's a great internet term you can impress your friends with, long tail keywords. What it really means is a set of words that are not as popular as the normal words. But what happens is the cost on those words is much less than the cost on the regular ones. And so it just so happens that those long tail keywords, okay, so electrical for fire alarm systems, is going to cost a lot less to advertise on than just electrical Los Angeles. And so as a result, you're going to get more action because it's less expensive, and you actually end up doing much better because you can be very specific. So with pay-per-click, the more specific you are, chances are the least expensive your marketing program is going to be, the less expensive, I should say, and the more you're going to get out of it. Okay?
Okay.
But the third thing is that as a marketer, the best thing is you can track exactly what you're spending. You can
yeah,
turn
I,
a pro-
I was, Yeah, I was going to mention that. That is one of the things that is the most remarkable. It really is where the promise of getting a set return on your investment really does pay off. Sorry to jump in, but that's...
No, absolutely. A web marketer who knows what they're doing with pay-per-click marketing can turn a campaign on or off, can show you what's working, can show you the links and the ads that are getting clicked on. If they really know what they're doing, firms like ours, we're able to actually tell you who has called from clicking that link. So it's not just about clicks, it's also about calls and call tracking, who called, when did they call, how long was the call, and we've got clients that are actually using this type of service, and again, we're not the only folks who do this, but we're using this service to not only track the ROI in advertising campaigns, but also to track how well somebody's front office is doing answering the phone, turning phone calls into customers. It's an unbelievable marketing program that everybody should try out. You know, for some it will work, for some it will not, but it's something that everyone should try.
Okay, well, Brian, can you lay out a little bit? I think you've made your case for why you think there's a good value there, that you can get a controllable spend, and that there are ways to use the system so that it really does deliver for whatever budgets you have. But how does somebody get started if they are completely in the dark? Where would they? What would be step one to getting a PPC campaign underway?
Well, you know, if you want to do this, there are a couple things you're going to need to do, Griff. You're going to have to figure out how much value there is for you in getting a new client, because that's going to help you determine how much it's worth to you to advertise for a different type of client. If you're a plumbing, heating, and cooling contractor, you know, a plumbing client should be worth different amount than a heating client, and so forth. So you've really got to understand a bit about the value of and what you're willing to spend. What you need to do is start off really with this homework exercise. Okay, how much am I willing to spend to get a new client? That'd be one thing to know. But you know, while you're testing, you can identify terms that describe your business and your services in your local service area. You make a list of all those items. You prioritize them based on their relevance to you, so you would know how to bid on them. Right? The stuff you make the most money on, you're willing to bid more on versus the stuff you make less money on. But for instance, if you are, as I think I used the example, an air conditioning contractor in Atlanta, you might list the following as your business terms: air conditioning, AC units, HVAC, energy efficiency, indoor air quality, duct cleaning, AC service, emergency furnace, that sort of stuff. Then you could also identify search terms that describe your service area. Think of everywhere that you serve, the neighborhoods, the cities, the suburbs, the counties, the zip codes. So this person's list that I just described might be Atlanta, North Atlanta, Fulton County, Cobb County, Buckhead, zip code 30318, 30327, etc. Because what's going to happen is with pay-per-click, PPC, you're going to be bidding on your chosen keywords and these combinations, and each variation is going to require a unique bid. It may sound like a lot of work, and sometimes it can be, but for example, it's really important to note that Dallas, Texas air conditioning is very different than Dallas TX air conditioning, which is very different from Dallas air conditioning. Each of these terms is going to have a different bid price on Google and Yahoo, and we're going to have to cost out each of these variations. But when you test and you really work this, you can find some of these terms that will really, really work gangbusters for you. So what you're going to need to do is then set a budget. Search engine marketing is very different than a directory ad, okay? And this is what makes it much better, in my opinion, than the Yellow Pages. Your Yellow Pages, you stick it in once and you're done for the year. This is dynamic. It changes all the time, which can be a great thing because you can really optimize your keywords, optimize your campaign, determine what's working, and do it over time. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they only allocate, you know, let's say $500, and they do it in a one-shot approach. So they take 3 weeks, they try it out, and then they say, ah, this didn't work. When in reality, what we know is it takes about 90 to 120 days to really figure out how to make a campaign work. So, you know, from a budget standpoint and from a cold start, it's tough to answer for each individual contracting business how much to spend. But we often say, consider how much a customer's worth to you, multiply, and how many new customers you want, multiply those together to get a budget, and then take a portion of that, 10 maybe to 30% of that, and use that as a sensible investment in marketing for your business. But budget it, whatever the amount is, budget it for a 3 to 6 month period so you can do a real test and really learn how this stuff works.
And so, Brian, what I hear you saying is to do this before you go online. Make sure that you understand how much you're willing to spend, and to start to determine what some of those keywords might be to use to describe your service long before you actually log on and try to start one of these campaigns, because there are so many variables to handle. I guess I would ask, can you, with that many variables to consider, can you do this yourself? Can you put together and run a PPC campaign yourself, and do any small businesses do that?
Absolutely. Lots of them do it. You know, this can be done by yourself. You know, so for you listening right now, you can do this yourself. PPC programs are accessible to everyone. The major players have done a very good job of providing information, step-by-step instructions on how to go about this. Google and Yahoo and Microsoft, they all have keyword tools to simplify the process. But the simple fact is that, just like anything, if your time is tight, and if it's not something that you really are into learning every little bit about, consider seeking help from your website provider or a web marketing firm that's recommended by someone you know, or by your association, or a referral, because this is its own industry unto itself. And just like you're an expert in what you do, there are folks who are experts at doing this who will be able to get you the most bang for the buck.
Okay. And folks, these are, again, the way to navigate to these is to go look on the Advertise With Us link, or advertise on Google or advertise on Yahoo, and you'll see that it will be clearly listed on the homepage, and they will help you navigate to those areas. Brian, if somebody does want to manage a PPC campaign themselves, how much, we're talking about budgeting money before, how much time do they need to budget to manage a campaign for yourself, realistically?
Well, that's a great question. You know, for a 3 to 6 month campaign, you're looking at anywhere between 20 and 40 hours, really at a minimum. And that's because you're going to have to put in about 4 to 8 hours on research, an hour to two to set up a campaign. And this is just with one search engine, of course, but about 10 to 20 hours to really monitor your campaign, 5 to 10 hours to fine tune it. And then, you know, invariably what folks do is they sort of decide, okay, is my time worth this? Does this make sense? Some people, Griffin, they love this stuff. They're the kinds of guys that are running their own business, and at 2 a.m. they're banging away at the computer, bidding for this,
right,
just like they're bidding for something on eBay, and that is awesome, right? Other folks are running either small businesses where they're not out of the truck yet, or they're running a multi-million-dollar business where they say, look, let me just pay somebody to get this thing taken care of. So, you know, different strokes for different folks. But the simple fact is, you can do it, but it definitely will take you know between 20 and 40 hours. But everybody can do this, so you do not need to be a rocket scientist to make it happen.
Okay, that's good. No rocket science background required. Okay, remember, folks, we do have a study guide on this information that we can send you in case your pencil broke, and you'll have some information on how to access that. So it's got all the information we've covered here, plus a little bit more. So far, folks, we've talked about taking advantage of the free local listings that are part of the local search area on the major search engines, and we're also suggesting that you consider a PPC campaign to drive more traffic to your website and get your phone ringing to be able to maximize, take the most advantage from your website that you can. The third topic that we want to cover today, and it's one that we get a lot of questions. This is a really interesting area, and it's certainly an area that's seen a lot of changes since when Brian and I first began kicking around the internet when it began. And this is search engine optimization. Brian, as you know, we did those presentations. We get this question all the time. I've had my website optimized for search engines. Do I need to do anything else?
That's
how would you answer? Somebody asked that question. How would you answer that?
So, Griffin, as you know, I answer this question about every 2 hours, and I have been for the last 10 years. And my answer may surprise some of the folks who are listening right now. I'm a big believer in search engine optimization, and everybody should have their website optimized for search engines. Do you need to do anything else? Well, the answer is absolutely yes. First things first, I never met a website developer that didn't tell their client that their websites were optimized for search engines. Okay, it's sort of like, does this car run? Yeah, it's optimized for search engines. The question is, how optimized is it? We can talk about what that means. You know, there are a lot of folks that all they do for a career is try to figure out how to game the system, how to figure out a way to build a website and add stuff to it in such a way that website will rank highly on search engines. And sometimes this works, but most of the time it really doesn't. And the big problem with that is that every 2 weeks or so, Google and Yahoo and MSN, they change their search algorithms. They change the formula. So you can game the system today, but will that work for tomorrow? I'll give you some best practices, some great ideas to work on for search engine optimization, but search engine optimization, also called SEO, it's really important, but it is one of those areas that can get awfully dangerous if you don't know who you're dealing with. And we've all been, you know, spammed by those guys that say they can get our website up number one, in 30 days, for $400. And, I haven't found anybody that's been able to do that yet. And if anybody on the call or anybody that's listening knows of a way, please call me and let me know.
Well, Brian, there's something I want to clear up to make sure that we're not confusing folks. So you were saying that you believe and that you should do SEO, but at the same time you're saying that SEO doesn't live up to all the promises that are made about it. Are you also are there certain things that are considered good standard practices and then things that are in the gray or black area that are going to get people in trouble?
Absolutely. That is a terrific, terrific question. You know, there are really important things like meta tags and title descriptions and so forth, parts of a website that the search engines look for to figure out what kind of site you have. So good things to do in terms of the search engine optimization would be to make sure that you have the proper meta tags that describe your business, and also to make sure that the content that's in your website is original content, talks about your services, and also really does a good job of describing the very specifics of what you do. So search engine optimization is an important part of the whole marketing mix. And so good search engine optimization is making sure you have your locales, making sure you have your services, and all of these items are actually a part of your website. What you don't want to do is what you often see, which is the situation where you've got a website, and let's say again this is a contracting. We'll say it's a mechanical contractor site. If you put the words mechanical contractor in that website, 200 times, in 1998 or 2000, the year 2000, that actually worked. That would tell Google that you're a really good mechanical contractor because you had the word mechanical contractors, the words mechanical contractor, done, 200 times on your website. Well, that doesn't work anymore. That's an oversimplified example of a lot of the tricks that people use. They're called black hat tricks, and what they really do is they, for a short period of time, they help your listing get higher, but unfortunately, they can also get you blackballed or blacklisted for using these overly aggressive techniques. And so one has to be very, very careful about that.
So I guess it would be the distinction that you're drawing here is you do need to include content. You do need to include the words if you're a mechanical contractor on your site. But if there's something that looks or smells overly gimmicky, which is what a lot of the black hat SEO firms are doing, that if something looks a little bit too gimmicky or sounds too gimmicky, then it probably is. So if it is a realistic description of your business and it's not just simply a line listing of that phrase over and over again, those are good things. But if it gets too if it tries to game the system too much, it's likely to cause problems.
I think that's exactly right. Look, we could devote hours to talking about search engine optimization and the different ingredients, the meta tags, the content, and so forth. There are a number of ways to play this game, and contacting someone that is good at search engine optimization does make a lot of sense. But I think it's a small part of the mix because it's not as reliable on a consistent basis in terms of business building as some of the other methods. Now, just to be clear, if you build a website, you need to make sure that your website developer is doing a good job of your site description text and of your meta tag text, and you need to be asking about those things. But one simply can't just rely on those things for placement these days.
Okay. Are there some principles of SEO, any additional principles that you think are important for folks to know about?
Absolutely. The biggest principle for folks to know about is that it's not who you know, it's who knows you. What do I mean by that? Well, the primary way that search engines determine where you show up in their results is by the links to your site. So sites that show that, you know, they know you by linking to you will increase your placement in search engine results. So there's three key things to know about these types of links. First, the number of them. The more sites that link to your website, the better. Second, the importance of that site. A link from your professional association or your local chamber of commerce or a business networking group, which gets a lot more traffic and a lot of links and has its own sort of power traction, those sites are going to have much greater weight in the eyes of Google and Yahoo and other search engines than, let's say, a link from, you know, your kid's second grade class website, okay? The simple fact is that if you have an important website that is linking to you, that makes you important. It sounds a little bit like grade school or high school, but that's how it really works. The third thing is the text that's used on the link. If the link says Houston Remodeling Contractor that links over to you, then Google's going to know that that's a real live link. It's not something that's rigged up, and your site is going to be much more likely to come up in that search phrase because somebody has linked to you as a Houston Remodeling Contractor.
Okay. So I guess, and to sum up, the key word here is legitimacy. You need to make sure that you've got a legitimate web developer who's doing the right things with title tags and with meta tags, and also, very importantly, the content on your site, as well as the linking. I mean, this is not, if anybody hears the word link farms, or they're suddenly find themselves on a site that doesn't really have any, no legitimate connection with their business or with the industry, those are warning signals, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's important to note that it takes quite a bit of effort to get good links, okay? Getting crappy links is really easy. All you have to do is pay somebody about $99, and they'll set you up on something called a link farm where everybody reciprocally links to each other. But what tends to happen now is the search engines are really smart, and they can figure out what link is a real link and which link is just something you paid for. So if you can get a good link from your Chamber of Commerce or a good link from your association or a good link from your suppliers, those can have a terrific effect and really improve your legitimacy. So, you know, there are easy ways to do this. I mean, if you belong to an association, make sure they've got your website address linked from their online directory. You're probably already paying for that, and if you don't have it, you should really make sure that you take advantage of that. You know, other things you can do, write an article and give it away for free to another site in return for a link to your site. So if you've got someone that's one of your business partners, and you know, you write a paragraph about why it's important to shut off the water in the winter, or you know, why new safety regulations are important, have them link that back to you, and you'll find out that that's going to really help. Now, you know, a lot of folks that are listening probably don't spend a lot of time participating in internet blogs and internet conversations, but you might spend a lot of time on a bulletin board with other folks that are in your industry, and to that extent, comment on those industry boards and make sure that you put a link in your signature that you do. So my name is Brian Kraft, and I'm submitting this thought, and you know, here's my website, www.markethardware.com. Those types of links become really, really valuable. So when you participate in email lists and you participate in forums, make sure that you're linking your signature. Just like with pay-per-click, targeting the right keywords, targeting the right places, it's a foundation of good search engine optimization. You know, the search engines, though, Griffin, they're always refining the way they do stuff. They're always changing. So even if you get something right today, you cannot rely solely on what got you there to get visibility. And that's why I've always found that the economics of pay-per-click and these local listings have really, really worked well.
Right. And folks, if you are considering exploring search engine optimization further, let me give you a couple of different sources here to find out information. One is a site that we pay attention to called Search Engine Watch, and it can be found at www.searchenginewatch.com. And the other one is SEO Today, and that's www.seotoday.com. And actually, and most interestingly, Google has in their FAQ section that you can find off the homepage, they've recently done something about search engine optimization and sort of some words to the wise to the consumer, and in this case it's mostly small businesses, warning them about certain search engine optimization firms and claims that are being made that can't really be substantiated. So I encourage you to take a look at those Google FAQs and to dive into this more if you're interested in. It's an area where you can have a return, but it needs to be probably considered part of your mix, and it's certainly, as Brian said, not something to totally rely on. Well, folks, we appreciate your attention today. That's about all the time that we have. Thanks to Brian and all of you who have taken the time to be with us today. We hope you learned something. And Brian, as the CEO, you always get to have the last word. So do you have any final quick closing comments?
Well, I sure do, Griff. Thank you very much. You know, real quick, folks, number one, use the free local listing services that are available to you on the web. We've outlined some of them in the study guide. There are a number of services that will distribute information for you, but make sure you've got your proper information that's out there on the web so you can take advantage of what's free that can come to you. Number two, take a look at your full marketing mix. Don't rely just on any one of the things that we've mentioned today, or just your Yellow Pages ad, or just your existing site because you believe that it works well enough. If you want to grow your business, if you want to do well in 2008 on the web, just make sure to focus in on some of these things that we've talked about and to get a little more sophisticated about your online marketing mix. It will help you compete. I guarantee that your competitors are doing the same thing. They're asking themselves these questions right now, specifically when it comes to number three, pay-per-click advertising. Try to figure out if pay-per-click advertising is right for you. It may be, it may not be, but chances are some of your competitors are using this method of advertising right now, and if you want to get ahead of them or if you want to play catch-up, now is a great time to do it. And then number four, hire an SEO firm, but only after you've done the other web fundamentals, okay? Get the free stuff, see how the paid stuff works for you, and then maybe spruce it up a bit with trying an SEO firm and only with a small amount of money. But the more important thing of all these things is to really just pay mind to your business. If you pay money on the web to get clicks, to get calls, to get email leads, make sure you return them. I know this sounds like it's coming from the Department of Duh, but make sure that you're answering the phones, that you're doing a good sales job, that you're doing a good follow-up job, because all the money in the world can bring you lots of leads, but if you don't do your job in terms of closing those leads, it'll be a waste of money, and you'll probably end up being mad at me and Griffin and anybody else that told you to market on the web in the first place. But if you are ready, web marketing in 2008 works better than ever, and I really encourage everybody to take a look. So take a look at your study guides as well, and feel free, as always, to give us a buzz if there's anything that we can help you with.
Okay. Thanks, Brian, and especially thanks again to all of you business owners for listening to this today. We appreciate your attendance, and we look forward to serving you in the future. Take care.
Have a great 2008, everyone.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Do you have a service department? If so, think about checking out our industry-leading performance-based software program called ProfitMax. Webinars are held every 2 weeks. For more information, simply call Grandian Associates at 1-800-432-7936 or check us out on the web. Again, the address is www.grandiassociates.com. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandian Associates. If we can be of service to you, call us on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.